Hello and welcome back to the practice of living awareness. This is the third step in our 14-week journey. It's called flow. There's a certain magic to the number three. The third time around, a quiet movement, a sense that something is beginning to carry itself, create momentum. In the first week, we practice smile, a simple act of intention. Smile not as a performance or a demand, just a gentle orientation. A smile is a small inner turning toward life, a way of saying, I'm here. A way of saying, yes, this moment matters. And in the second week, we practice tip of the nose, in many ways the beginning of a relationship, something intimate and immediate, our relationship to the breath, our relationship to the moment, to the mind, giving the mind a steady point of contact, breath arriving, breath leaving, and steadying ourselves within that relationship of comings and goings. In many ways, that week was learning how presence can become a companion. And now in this third week flow, we allow what we've practiced to become momentum. Intention becomes direction, relation becomes trust, and from those, something begins to move. So let's meditate together. You might close your eyes if that feels comfortable. Begin with a soft smile, inside or out. A friendly gesture, a small kindness. Not to force anything to be better than it is, just to meet what's here with warmth and care. I invite you to take a long, slow, deep breath and settle. Settle into the body. Settle into this moment. Breath coming in and gently breath moving out. I invite you to become aware of the breath and collect your attention at the tip of the nose if that's comfortable for you. You might notice the simple truth of contact of air touching the skin, the faint coolness of the in-breath and the soft warmth of the out-breath. Perhaps allow your awareness to widen a little. Including any other sensations that are present alongside the breath coming in and moving out. Perhaps it's the rib cage expanding, the lungs filling. Perhaps it's the weight of the body. Perhaps it's an awareness of your jaw or your eyelids. Because flow isn't only about breath. Flow is sensation changing. Flow is a sound passing through. Flow is awareness moving from this to that, a thought rising and dissolving, an emotion shifting shape. Flow is life moving inside you and around you. So let awareness be fluid. Let it flow like water. Not pushing, not pulling, not forcing, just finding its way. As we steady awareness, as we simply notice, we might notice that something is always moving, something is always moving into and out of the periphery of our awareness. Even stillness has motion inside it. And all the while, the breath keeps flowing. Breath moves in and breath moves out. Now and again, thoughts may appear like leaves on the surface of a stream, and you may find yourself following one downstream. And that's okay. That's something to notice. Notice you're drifting, going with the flow of a thought. We can widen the periphery and take in the whole stream, the whole landscape, with tenderness. Perhaps with a small smile. Not as correction, but simply as a new now, beginning again. Back to the breath, back to flow. And the gentle truth that flow is everywhere. The mind moves, the world moves, the heart moves, the body moves. Flow is the willingness to be with this movement. And so for the next many minutes, we'll let go of trying to stop the river from flowing and learn how to sit beside it. And if resistance floats on by, or agitation or boredom, whatever appears, it's all a part of flow. The flow of letting experience be experience. Awareness is carried by the moment, carried by the breath, carried by the simple unfolding of your experience in the now. Breath coming and breath going. Moments flowing. For today, we'll end this meditation with a single bell. And as the sound of the bell gently dissipates, see if you might flow into the rest of your day with this same attitude of care and attentiveness, of presence. May it be so.